Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is your reasoning for this delay?
Well, there's a number of concerns, Tom. This is the legislation that currently exists. It's been rushed. It's been a rush to zero transmission or zero emission buses. And school districts across the state, including Western New York, are going to feel the effects of this legislation that's proposed to come out in 2027. To start them switching over their fleets to electrified buses.
In fact, Pat, you're asking that some districts be able to opt out of this program. How tough is it for some of these districts to be able to afford these buses?
Well, that's the concern that we have. That what are the fiscal implications to the school districts? We know that the electrified buses are more expensive to buy. And how is that going to affect budgets for school districts as they go forward to try and meet the requirements of this state legislation? These are all concerns that I think we should all have as residents in Western New York. What's it going to cost, and what's the trade-off to it for us as far as our school district's going to have to make decisions between things that they prioritize and pushing electrified buses into the mix of this. So to help support that, we were co-sponsoring a bill which would authorize school districts to submit a waiver to the Commissioner of Education that would allow them to officially opt out of this zero emission school bus requirements. So we feel that's a more common sense approach to going forward for school districts across New York State.
How likely will Democrats latch onto this and support this bill?
Well, we can try and have those discussions and voice the concerns that I think there's so many concerns out there with it. Besides the fiscal impact that it could have on local school districts, we also have to look at the not only the costs but the weight of these buses. They're significantly more in weight than our traditional school buses. How will that impact our roads? There's the issue of electric vehicles starting on fire. There's no long-term information on, how that could affect the safety of children on buses. So there's a whole host of concerns with pushing this agenda just too quickly. 2027 is right around the corner. And I just, quite frankly, don't think that the state and Western New York school districts are ready to take this on. And with the legislation that we're proposing, if they are ready, they can, go through with it. But if they're not, then they can opt out. So that's more or less what we're looking for. We'd love to have that discussion across the aisle and bring these concerns to the forefront and see what residents really want.
What are some of your other concerns with the electric buses?
Well, like I said, there would be a safety concern as far as the impact of, if these buses start on fire, are fire departments equipped to, deal with or handle the lithium battery fires? The safety of our children is a priority. We know that gas-powered buses are reliable, dependable, safe. And, so that would be a concern. The other concern would be you know, in practicality, do we have enough infrastructure to handle this? School buses are used to take students to sporting events across the county, even further. They're used to go to rural areas. And in harsh, you know, Western New York winters, are these buses up to the test to handle that? That's all remains to be seen. So we're just asking in this legislation that's being proposed to, you know, slow that down, let school districts make that decision for themselves because of these number of concerns that we have over the quick implementation of it.